woods and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Another hour of talking about the outdoors in Michigan, man. Love this time of year. We got spring walleye. We got turkey coming up. We're going to talk to Lance Valentine here in just a couple of seconds. First, I want to thank our new friends and affiliates in Traverse City and Flint. Back on in a couple of great towns that love their outdoor sports, and we love being there, man. If there's something you'd like to talk about on the show, by all means, hit me up on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You can find my phone number on there. Call me direct or email me, and we would love to see what kind of topics you want to talk about here on the show, or maybe you are a potential guest. We'd like to have you on. Being brought to you by Lucky Buck Deer Mineral. The time is now as the grass is starting to green up, believe it or not. Time is to get the Lucky Buck Deer Mineral out right now. Freshen up your spots, get that going, and get it started. About a quarter bucket per month per spot is what Dave and the gang recommend from Lucky Buck. And definitely, I will guarantee that the results I've seen have been phenomenal. And I'm sure if you start using or continue to use it, you'll see the same results we've been seeing. A lot of great deer out there in Michigan. And a little bump of help never hurt anybody. So, I was going to speak now with Lance Valentine as we are getting geared up for Detroit River walleye season. There's been a little bit of activity on the river that I've seen. Been, you know, a lot of boats, a few fish, but the water temperatures are still cold. And today, you know, as we record this, it's a pretty windy day, making it rather miserable to be out on the water. Lance, how you doing today?
I am doing good, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you know, this is the time of year. I mean, normally about this time of year, we really want to get on the water, for Detroit River especially. But water temp right now is still a little bit down, and maybe a few fish being caught as we speak.
Well, you know, fishing's actually pretty good. You know, water temperature. You know, we haven't even seen a consistent 39 degrees. You know, so we're at 37, 38 degrees. You know, we're getting the first really good group of fish that are starting to come in here and kind of stage up for pre-spawn. And not a lot of fish in the river yet, but, you know, fishing has been pretty good. I've been down here since last Friday, and fishing has actually been pretty good. You know, we're catching a lot of pound and a half to 4 pound males. And, you know, the other day we got a nice little pot of fish, and we had a couple tens and, you know, half dozen 8 pounders, and you know, you get a 9-10 pounder, you know, mixed in almost every trip. And so it's, you know, it's starting to happen. It's not full on yet, but it's definitely starting to happen. It's just going to get better as we go through next 2 or 3 weeks here.
Yeah, it's been kind of, I mean, the weather has been, I don't know, you can't say there's any consistency in Michigan, because 2 years this week we had 8 inches of snow overnight, you know, and then last year was like 60-some degrees, you know, almost 70. So to really try and forecast what we're doing based on the weather is kind of crazy.
Yeah, you know, and it's these fish are no different than, you know, pre-rut bucks, right? Is they kind of get going and things kind of look like it's leading towards the time to go, and then all of a sudden the weather changes and, you know, you get a front push through and everything kind of stops. And you know, when you get that change in weather, not only does everything stop, it kind of shuts the fishing down for, you know, 8, 10, 12, 15, sometimes 24 hours, depending on how bad the front is. Now, the beauty is we've got a whole giant mess of 15 to 22, 23-inch males in the river. And, you know, they'll bite just about any time. You know, sometimes a little tougher to get them to bite. But, you know, we got a lot of males in the river. You should be able to come down here and get, you know, 10, 12, 15 fish in a 4 or 5 hour trip most days. You know, you might not get any big ones, but there's a lot of males here to be caught. And if conditions are right and the fish are, they're not too cranky. There's a lot of big fish in the river here now, and again, it's going to get better, you know, every single day. We're calling for some rain and a little bit warmer weather the next couple of days. That should bring in a rush of fish. It's probably, you know, out in Lake Erie staging to come in. That should bring in the first really big push of fish here the next couple of days, and then, you know, we'll get another push around the new moon next week, and then we'll get another push towards the end of the month as we get to the May, you know, late April, early May full moon. So we've got another 4 or 5 weeks of good fishing, and it's just now starting to get to the point where it's consistent. If you stay on a good spot, if the fishing's tough, find a spot where you catch a few and just stay there and grind it out. You should be able to get 10, 12, 15 fish in a couple hours and, you know, and be able to come down here and enjoy your day and have a nice meal of nice fresh walleye.
Lance Valentine is our guest here on on Wild Michigan. He's Walleye 101. They all kind of running together after 13 years, Lance.
Yeah, you betcha.
Now I want to take this this time to ask you this question. About 10 years ago, maybe 12, we were talking about this peak, this 10-year high that the walleye were on. You know, because it's a cyclical thing, from what I understand, and
yep.
we're still kind of riding that wave all these years later. What's going on here?
Yeah, well, you know, Lake Erie is just being Lake Erie, and you know what a fabulous fishery. And yeah, you know, I'd have to go back and look, but I think you know right around that 2006, mark, we were at an all time high for not just fish in the system, but big fish in the system. We're past that now. You know, they're talking somewhere between 90 and 94 million walleye in Lake Erie now. You know, we're back to record high numbers forever. And we've got some really good year classes, right? You know, that, believe it or not, the 2003 year class, which was the best year class ever on Lake Erie, is still around. Those fish are now, you know, 14, 15 pounds. There's some of those left in the system. The 2007 hatch was awesome. You know, those fish are now 10 years old, which makes them, on Lake Erie, 10, 11, 12, 13 pounds. There's a lot of those. And we had another good class in 09 and a little pretty decent class in 2010. So we've got a lot of fish in the system, you know, both Lake Erie and obviously, you know, a lot of those fish use Detroit River to spawn. Now is the time. You know, they talk about, you know, you hear your dad and your granddad talk about the good old days. If you are a walleye fisherman in southeast Michigan, right now is the good old days. It's never been easier to catch a bunch of fish. And it's definitely never been easy to catch a trophy fish. If you want a 10-pound walleye, you'll spend some time, Detroit River, Lake Erie in Michigan, Lake Erie in Ohio specifically, over to about Cleveland, around Huron, Sandusky, Port Clinton, or even right out here in Brest Bay, right time of year, Detroit River, you're fishing over 12, 13, 14, 15-pound fish every single day. So if you want that big one right now, the next year or two is the time to get out here and take a chance to get it.
It's been crazy, man, because these conversations we've had have always been about the same thing. So when's it gonna end? Not that we want it to end, but it's just been crazy. I mean, they've raised limits, they've lowered size catch sizes, and still we're doing so well with this fishery. Lance, is there anything? I mean, they have to have bait fish.
Yep.
To eat and to survive, but you know, we hear things about mussels clearing out the system from the phytoplankton, the small stuff. But what is going on with the bait fish for them? It seems that they have a good abundance.
That's an awesome point, because you know, bait fish hatches are at an all time high on Lake Erie. You know, Saginaw Bay is starting to get some you know, traditionally all time high bait hatches now too, and. You know, it's funny, you talk about jigger mussels, and, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, you'd come down here and, you know, you'd jig a jig for 3, 4 minutes, you have to pull it up and take the jigger mussels off your stinger hook. Even if you didn't let it hit the bottom, there was enough of them that you would even, you know, you'd get them on the stinger hook, and that's a very, very rare occurrence now. You don't get anywhere near the mussels we used to get. So I don't know if they've adapted, if they're starting to die off, if there's, you know, fish that are actually eating them, if habitat again has changed for them, or my thought, you know, they were an invasive species, they don't belong here. You get that rush of, okay, we're going to make it, and then over the course of, you know, 2 or 3 generations, conditions aren't right, and you know, the invasive species kind of, you know, they disappear, not gone forever, and
right,
you know, some of the impact that was bad is still going to be here, but they don't thrive, and I think that's a lot of it. But bait fish hatches, you know, we've got high water too, right? So you get high water, you got places that,
sure,
haven't been wet in years, so you've got wood and you've got cover and you've got grass and you've got all that stuff that's nutrient rich, that is now a place where bait fish can lay their eggs and the bait fish can hide. We have a lot more shallow water cover, places that are conducive,
okay,
not just spawning.
Hold on a second, Lance.
Survival of bait fish.
All right, we're going to get right back to Lance Valentine here. Well, Walleye 101, you're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
to everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors. Thank you. From Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. Appreciate everyone joining us. Joining us here on the show, on the stations, on the network, and on the podcast as well. We appreciate you joining us. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website, and you can find links to guys like Lance Valentine and to Tom Nelson, the American Archer. We'll put one up for Grant Cole as well to find out more about the Sportsman's Collectible Auctions. Right now, I want to get back to Lance Valentine, kind of where we left off with bait fish being so abundant. Lance, back in the 50s, I was reading an old Michigan, outdoors, Michigan Out of Doors, or whatever the Michigan Sportsman or whatever it was back then, talking about the alewife being an invasive species, which, I didn't know. I didn't know, that there was an invasive species. I'm reading, what are we going to do? The spotted owl. It's like, all of a sudden, wait a minute, we really depended on that. Make some species for our salmon.
It's funny because everybody on the west side of the state is complaining now. There are no alewives. It's kind of the answer to the salmon issue. And as bad as invasive species are, sometimes if you look at it properly, it can create that whole salmon fishery was 100% created because they were taking literally semi truck loads of alewives, scooping them up in front loaders, taking them off the beaches of Lake Michigan, and that's what started the whole salmon fishery. So without that, we don't have the salmon fishery we have today. So, it is what it is, but, bait fish, obviously, you made a great point, are absolutely critical to what's happening. And that's why Lake Erie, one of the questions I get a lot is, why is Lake Erie so much different than Saginaw Bay? And if you look at Lake Erie, you got everything you need. You got our side and the South Shore, which is shallow and fertile and warm and lots of grassland and lots of marshland for bait fish to hatch, and more importantly, bait fish to hide and not get eaten. Then you get a little closer to Port Clinton. You've got the reefs and the rocks where those types of bait fish can hatch. You've got shallow water habitat. You've got mid-level habitat, 20, 25-foot, 30-foot of water, a ton of that. You go further east, you got deeper water where you've got smelt and ciscos and deep-water bait fish where walleyes can go all summer, stay out of the stress of warm water, get to colder water, eat up on these big bait fish that get walleyes really fat and healthy quickly, and then they come back in the fall, in the winter, and they spend time in the fertile Western Basin, spawn there where spawning habitat is perfect, and then they repeat again. So Lake Erie is such a special, special place that, I can't stress enough, if you live anywhere close, you need to get your butt to Lake Erie or Detroit River this year, because this is the year. This year and next year will be two opportunities that literally, guys, without over-exaggerating, every time you get bit, that fish can be 13, 14, 15 pounds. There's that many of those big fish in the system. Guys need to get over here as often as they can this year and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and with Michigan, if you're looking for a trophy or looking for something that, you can get that angler patch, pictures are still good now. You get the measurements of the fish. Pictures are fine, for that master angler. It's probably a fish of a lifetime to get, a log like that coming up from the bottom.
A lot of guys, 30 inches is kind of the mark, right? 30 inches, 10 pounds. We had one the other day. We had a 10-2, and the guy took it home and put it on the wall, and he kept looking at me. Is that one good enough to mount? I'm like, look at it. I said, to mount a fish or a buck or whatever you want to call it, it's not necessarily how big it is. It's the story, right?
Absolutely.
Is it important to you? And this guy's been, fishing for 15 years down here, but never fished the right areas at the right time and never, and you got a ton of, little fish over 10 pounds. Absolutely put that son of a gun on the wall. I mean, that's the deal. If you can look at a mount, whatever it is, and say, here's the story. No one should ever be embarrassed that something that's special to them is something they put on the wall, no matter how big, how small, whatever happened. That mount is not necessary to brag about how big a fish you caught or how big a deer you shot. Those things should be story and conversation starters. And I said, your choice, but I would tell you, for as long as you've been fishing and struggling and you don't have a 10-pounder, I'd tell you that fish needs to go on the wall, and he's got a big smile on his face, and we got him a taxidermist to take care of it. So, if a guy gets a 10-pounder, put it on the wall. And then, when you get a 12-pounder, put it on the wall and just kind of go from there. But, yeah, I would encourage guys, don't be embarrassed that whatever you think is a fish to put on the wall, you know what, darn it, take it to a taxidermist, put it on the wall, tell your story and have a good time every time you look at that fish.
Exactly. Words slip by. Do what you dig. It's just plain and simple. I'm not here to tell anybody how to hunt, how to fish. Maybe teach them better ways through our guests is what the whole premise of the show has been from the beginning. It's about me learning on a daily basis with this, and that's why we bring you here. I don't think once we've taught color or jig so far.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Right at this point,
well, I'll tell you what: if it's orange, green, chartreuse, or plain lead, it'll catch fish. There actually is a little pattern right now, though. You know, I'm not big on color, and I kind of heard you chuckle when you said that. But there is a little pattern right now. Most of the fish we're catching are coming on dark bodies. We're catching a ton of fish on black, ton of fish on purple. That seems to be, if there is any little pattern here, those darker color bodies seem to be a whole lot better than, some of the blues or some of the silvers or some of the light browns that we use. The darker bodies are definitely catching more fish right now than the little bit lighter bodies are.
Yeah, I think if somebody tuned in here for the first time and one of our new affiliates and they thought they were going to get a how-to tutorial or a what works best, what should I buy tutorial on this show, it's not going to happen. That's not how we do things. We don't do fishing reports, water temperature reports, because this show airs at different times, different places, and with the way things are in Michigan, it can't happen.
And you know what? It's April. Get your butt to the Detroit River or Lake Erie. Shut up. Just go. Forget about the weather being bad. Forget about it's going to be dirty. Forget. Just go, because you never know when that one time you lift that jig up, it's going to be the fish of a lifetime. And, we were talking yesterday. It was miserable. Actually, 2 days ago. Yesterday morning, too. It was snowing and sleeting. And we had about an hour Monday night. You couldn't see from the front of the boat to the back of the boat. It was just nasty, sleety, rainy. And, I turned and looked at my guys. I said, I believe in fishing karma. I believe the guys that are out here busting their butt and they're going through and they're catching six fish in a seven-hour day and it's blowing and it's cold and you can't feel your fingers. Those are the guys who have the days when they catch 20 fish over 6 pounds. Those are the guys who have the good days. The guys who just pick and choose very, very rarely succeed. I believe in outdoor karma, right? If you want to have great fishing days, you've got to have your ass in the water when it's cold, when it's windy, when you only catch two. And I'll tell you, honestly, for me, you've known me for a long time. I never tell anybody no when they ask for help.
Sure.
But I am a lot more likely to give you help when I see you out there suffering next to me on the crappy days, instead of being the guy who calls, hey, do me a favor, let me know when the fishing's good. Because that guy probably isn't going to get a phone call as fast as the guy who's struggling next to me for 2 days when the bite's slow and the weather's bad. That's the guy I'm going to say, hey, we're finally on and come on up here and take advantage of your hard work. So get to the river, get to the lake, get out fishing. That's the only way you can catch them.
All right, man, check him out, walleye101.com, learning to find more catchable fish. That's our guy, Lance Valentine. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks, Grant. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.